talented. Because Chanukah, again, shows you that it's integrated the mitzvah of Hadlakas and Neros. Yesh ben mitzvahs aseh achas midivrei sofrim. So it has to be, you know, just by the powers of mathematics. And then again, the idea of it being a rule breaker in terms of why we recite Halal all together. And Chanukah, kedei lehodos ala halal, v'shimcha hagadol. Paragimol, halacha ches. Ketzad medalgin. So basically skipping Hafti and Lelanu, and one of the things that I challenge you is the Talmidim to figure out, something I've never really been able to figure out to my own satisfaction, is why we skip where we do. Now the Rambam is highlighting the fact that you don't have to skip. The emphasis is on the diluk, not where you're medalik, but we want to be machmir, lahagdil Torah ladira. We want to understand everything. So, you know, one of the things in terms of when you publish your svarim that I'm interested in reading about is, you know, why we skip where we do. I've never really been able to find the satisfactory explanation. Kol yom kasher l'kriya sahal, based on the mission of Maseches Megillah, davar shemitvasav yom kasher kol yom, davar shemitvasav alayla kasher kol alayla. The idea there is a Seder to Halal. The fact that there's a Seder to Halal is significant. Which halacha Yehuda does it highlight that we just saw? The fact that the Seder is significant, and therefore Akori Halal Mafreya Lo Yatza, is he anosenes, that itself dictates that good, that dilug itself is a way of showing that it's not a real halal, right? If the Seder weren't important, then dilug would be much less of a statement. Somebody follow that? Okay, good. Again, demonstrating that it's not a real halal, which is the minhag, and for the Rambam, there's no bracha. Machokis the Bali Atosos, afilu be'emtza perek posik, and the Bali Atosos disagree. The Bali Atosos say, no, you shouldn't interrupt in the middle of such a parak. So that seems to me, at least prima facie, and again, maybe you guys will go further with this than I have, to be l'shitasa, right? The Bali Atosos, the ones that are saying that you make the bracha on the minag, that's not just a generally held view, but they're saying that there is significance to this halal b'toras minag, and therefore, afilu b'emtza parak, a person should not be posing. Hard not to see those two piskei tosos in light of one another. Again, the fact that there's a bracha, one, and the fact that, number two, that you should not be posing b'emtza largely similar to our nusach, which is a little bit different. Okay, again, very similar to the Nusach we have, but a little bit more of an emphasis on the theme of Malchus. Because Maimonides points out, Garsin Masechas Sofrim, Sarech Levarech Betchila, Vilikroso Ben Ima. Here's a rhyme from Masechas Sofrim that we got to get Rimberg, Yantisovsky, or one of the fellows. Vilikroso Ben Ima, Lachai Meshanemar, Uniromima Shemo Yachtab. Apparently, the Romimus is through the Ni'imus. That's a very important point, that here the aesthetics are of primary significance. Yesh v'komos shenahagu lichpol me'odcha ki ani sari sofa halal kofin kol davar davar shtei pa'am imakom shenahagu lichpol yichpol. The Rambam will defer the minag. Umakom shenahagu shalo lichpol in kofin. You can understand that as well. If there is no established minag to do so, what do you think the Rambam was concerned about? In general, we don't repeat things during davening, right? We're not, again, machlokas Rashi Tosfos, whether or not you're repeating every word, or you're repeating every pasuk, but in general, unless there's established minhag to repeat things, that's not going to be something that we're going to be doing with any degree of liberty. Wish everybody a wonderful day.